Welcome to The Roar, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Bachawana First Nation and Katagan Sibi Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Welcome back to The Roar. It's me, Larissa, the International Student Success Coach, and I have a new guest with me today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Alex Collins. I am the SSW placement student for the Student Support Center, and I'm also the lead student representative of the Mental Health and Wellness Advisory Committee. Great to be back.
Welcome back, Alex. Alex is like, that's your fourth time that I've dragged you back with me.
Fifth or sixth we're going on. It's been
okay.
It's been a time.
Well, thank you for coming back again and again. And Alex is here with me today because we are going to be talking about test taking, tips for taking tests more efficiently, and for managing your stress during test times.
Well, so if we're going to get into it, we're going to get into it. One of the techniques or tips that I have is related to breathing. Sometimes you're taking a test and things are getting amped up. Might be a couple questions that are harder to see the first time around. You need to take a break. You need to take a step back. This technique is called square breathing. If you've heard it before, I would not be shocked. It's one of the easier ones that most people use. So the way that this technique works is it's intervals of about 4 seconds. So you would breathe in for the count of four. One, two, three, four. Then you would hold that breath for four, breathe it out for four, hold that breath out for four, and repeat the process until you felt a little bit calmer. Personally as well, I find in tests sometimes I need something to distract my mind from going full force and kind of rushing through my work. So I will bring in a fidget toy, or my personal favorite is a stress ball, because those don't make noises in case you're working or testing around other people and you don't want to make any distractions for anybody else. Great tools to have.
So maybe not a clicky pen.
Definitely not a clicky pen. So guilty.
I've done it too. Guilty and short. And not only the clicky pen, but you know the part that you're supposed to like be able to clip on things? I snap that until I break it off. So guilty.
Very guilty.
Maybe you want to switch it over to a non-noise-making toy or a stress ball.
Yes, Tangles. I think that's what I call them, but they are also fidget toys. You can get them on Amazon for like $11, pack of five, and those are also very entertaining. They're just like this kind of string. It looks like it's plastic beading string. You can pop it apart or you can just like move it around in your hands and... You started using that my first year, and it really has. I've bought a few packs now. And also fidget rings. Highly recommend those as well. The spinning rings, those can be a really good tool. I mean, I wear jewelry mostly, so I have those tools always handy to me. Mm-hmm. But the spinner rings you can also get for like really, really cheap on Amazon and are very quiet and great to do when you're just doing tests or any other kind of exam. Good luck, everyone, for finals. I hope the best for everyone. Remember to breathe, take a step back if you need to, and come see wonderful Larissa and everybody else in the Success Hub, because they are the best of the best here in Sioux College.
So nice.
I can't help it. I love my people.
You're free. I do have to, like, it's going to be extremely quick if you want to stick around. But, because I do potentially look at you tomorrow. But I'm just basically going to give tips about, like, the actual test part. Like, what do you do during a test? What should you do first? Yeah. What order do you do things? Stuff like that. I'm just going to quickly go over it. So, again, it's up to you if you want to set yourself free or you can hang around.
Oh, yeah. I'll see what's happening.
Okay.
I'll be commentary for the day.
Okay. And some for tips when you're taking the actual test, a good idea is to first read the question. Not the body of the question, but the question itself. So the part that says, what is the value of X? Whatever the question is asking of you. Read that first, then go through the body of the text, because then now you know what you're looking for. Use a pen, pencil, highlighter if you're allowed, and mark down all the important information you're going to need to answer the question, as well if there are any details, any words that might trick you a little. There's always some sort of information that is given on the body that you will not need. So this will help you filter it out. If it is a question where you need to identify the data, if it is math, physics, write down all your variables, write down your formula, and then start answering the question. It's also a good idea, if it is a multiple choice question, to take a quick look over it. There's usually one answer that you can cut right away, just to reduce the amount that you have to look at after. If you do have a test where you can't bring a formula sheet with you, or there is certain information like you need to remember, like anatomy, write it down on first page as soon as you receive the test, just in case so you don't forget. Personally, when I find myself stuck in between two different alternatives, I will mark off, say I think is one of these two, but I'll mark differently the one that I think is more likely to be. And I'll take a break from that question by going to something else and coming back to that later with a clearer mind. Sometimes focusing on something else for a little while will help you see the question again with fresh eyes. And now you don't have to review everything. You're down to two. You now have only two alternatives that you're looking into. It's going to be a lot quicker to make a decision. With test taking is also very common that you will see a question that is about something you're not super comfortable with, you're not very sure, and that would trigger you to get very anxious. Skip that question. Go to something else that you're more familiar with. Start with the easier questions, will help you get back on track, a little bit more comfortable with the test. Do some of the breathing techniques that Alex just taught you, and then go back to those questions later. Before you hand in your test, remember to always check to make sure you did answer everything. And if there's something that you want to take a quick look and you have time, you can go and review it. If it is a multiple choice test and in the end you still have two alternatives, you're not sure what the answer is, but the time is up, pick something, you know? It's better to choose something and have something that could potentially be graded than leave it blank. Blank is a guarantee of a zero. If you have two alternatives, you got at least, if you're pretty sure of those, you got a 50-50 chance in there, which is already better. If it is a long or short answer, write what you know. You could potentially be getting partial marks. Don't leave it blank, even if you are unsure of something. Some detail about that question that you know how to do. Be that a description of a concept or part of a calculation. At least try to get in some of those partial marks that will really help you. And if your test is open book, do not over-rely on the open book section of it. You do want to study ahead of time, maybe even still prepare a formula sheet to bring with you instead of just relying on the entire book. You do have a time constraint when you're in the test. If you're trying to find information that you've never seen before, you don't know where it is, it's going to take up a lot of your time. And you might run out of time to do your actual questions. So even if your test is open book and you're not too worried about it, just you give it a read. If you have the chance, write a formula sheet, a cheat sheet if you're allowed to bring one with you. And that will cut down a lot of the time that you need to answer that test too.
Larissa, as we are talking about grounding.
Louder.
As we're talking about grounding, sometimes when we're in tests, anxiety can get really, really, really high. You know, we're worried we might not be performing our best, or that we've missed some questions and we're getting kind of just out of our heads. There is another lovely technique called the five senses technique. Some people may have heard of this one as well. So it can go in any order that you want based on the senses, but usually the easiest for most is five things that you can see, four things that you can hear, three things that you can touch, two things that you can smell, and one thing you can taste, just to kind of bring you to the here and now, what's right in front of you, and put everything else to the side to help you refocus, recenter before you go back to doing the grind and getting it done, getting those beautiful marks and those wonderful brain power, just brain powering.
Final step. Every second counts, right?
Yeah, go. Every second counts. Go see your peer tutors. They are there to help, because we guarantee you they've either done your exams before or they are doing them right now. You all can hold hands and get through it together.
Figuratively, I don't think your professors will let you actually hold hands in class.
Definitely not. I can't see that being a thing.
But yeah, it's not too late. Come see one of us here at Success Team, go see your peer tutors, chat with your professors, talk with a counselor. There are different resources available on campus. They are still all available to you. Make sure to use them. And on a side note, coming up is May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So keep an eye for any events and awareness weeks coming up on the college. But also, even if you're not around, it's just a reminder, be kind to yourself, take care of your own well-being. That is all for today's course. Alex and I are here to again wish you good luck on your finals. You got this. Hope to see you at graduation or here next semester.
Roar!